Okay, hello everybody, and welcome back. Today I wanted to do an unsolved case that does not involve ghosts. The next episode will be based on ghosts, whether you like my last episode on The Conjuring or not. So actually, I am changing that up a little bit. I did change that to the Hello Kitty murder. That will be my next episode, if you guys are excited to see that. And then I'm going to do a whole season of just ghosts and haunted places. The paranormal, yeah.
Paranormal also includes aliens, Bigfoot.
Yeah,
and
just
much
like
more.
Cryptids. The next season will be all about cryptids, paranormal, everything, just weird spooky stuff. And my next episode will be the Hello Kitty. That will be the last of the season, just so you know. So today I have decided to do an original unsolved case that is very famous because of notes and letters that this killer has made. Let's get into it. This episode is about the Zodiac Killer. As some of you probably have already guessed, it's a very famous case, which I am very excited to share with you. I only learned about this case last year in 2021, and I was surprised I hadn't heard of it until then, because it is a super interesting case. I mean, it's bad people have died, but this case is just so confusing and very interesting. Today I have Brian with me.
Hi.
Because I always have Brian with me to do these episodes.
We're a pair.
And the Zodiac Killer. What do you know about the Zodiac Killer?
I know that we don't know who the killer is. We don't know who he exactly is. There are many hypotheses out there. One of the notes that he wrote, because he had his own code.
Yeah.
It started off really basic, and then it evolved, and I think the new one, I forget what, it's like the Z360-something cipher, I think.
Let's see here.
I forget the cipher's name, but it's still unsolved.
Isn't it Z340?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Z340 cipher.
I didn't want to get it confused with B340.
Yeah, see, that one's the...
That's,
there's B340, and then there's...
No, it's Z340.
Z340
B3,
and...
B340 is Queen Mary.
Oh, yeah, okay, that one. And then there's also the 408 cipher, which
there's
was one of the
three
early
ciphers.
Ones. There's three of them.
Known. But the... There's many hypotheses on what the Z340 cipher is and what it says. There's many supposed translations or solvings of said cipher, and one of them says, "Oh, Richard Nixon's the killer." Like the president. Richard Nixon.
Yeah. There's a lot of different like ideas and people saying they've solved it and stuff. But we really don't know. That's why this is such an unsolved case, is because we don't know anything.
But it is a big killer. They were. Because who knows?
Serial killer, yep.
Yeah, big serial killer. I'm going to use the they-them thing because
we don't know
if it's a guy.
It could be a girl. Like, you guys underestimate
girls
so much.
Some of the most prolific killers were women.
Mm-hmm.
Bell Gunness,
yep. There we go, last episode.
Not last episode. The episode before that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of prolific female serial killers.
Yeah. So the Zodiac Killer could possibly be
a
girl.
Woman.
Or a man. But do we know? We don't know. And I don't think... There's really... You can't solve some of these murders because... One, this was...
There's no evidence.
There's no evidence, and this was a long time ago.
This was in, like, the 60s.
And my
They did not keep evidence well in the 60s.
Yeah, my condolences go straight out to the families, to all the people...
Of the victims.
But this is probably a case that will never be solved, ever. Mm-hmm. And, like, because people say they've solved the letter, but you never actually know.
Like Jack the Ripper. People say, oh, it's this guy. But there's no hardcore evidence.
Yeah, we will never know with this case.
We will never know. It's like the Black Dahlia an episode I'm going to do next on my podcast.
Yep. I can't tell you how much this, like, this will not, this case is never going to be solved. And it is going to mess with you. And it just will never be solved. And that's just a fact, because mm-hmm. There is no evidence whatsoever
that for it anybody. Is this exact person. Yep. No matter what, it is this person. There's no evidence to say that.
So I do want to say something, like, this killer is very, very intelligent.
I was watching the same documentary, because that's how I
introduced you. Yep, that's how the only reason I know about the Zodiac Killer is because I was over here at Brian's house, and we were watching a documentary on it.
And the documentary said that the Zodiac Killer could be related to another killer, I think, up in Canada.
Yep.
To where this one woman died. They don't know how. Well, they do know how, but they didn't know who killed her.
Yep.
And the styles were so similar, people are thinking, oh, wow, that could have been one person. Yeah. Both of them, and then he moved down to, like, the U.S. or something.
Yeah, see, some of this was really hard because he usually... I think it was a mixture of the U.S. and Canada. Yeah, because he, like, goes in, like, a zigzag almost from the Canada, U.S., Canada, U.S., Canada, U.S., and then, like, that's where he stays. So, this person could be from Canada. They could be from the U.S. They could, like, this person is a very, very intelligent to write these letters and nobody to figure it out.
Killers are extremely... Some killers.
Most killers, actually, I find most killers...
are extremely intelligent.
Most killers, I find them not very intelligent, because most killers get caught, but this killer...
But, like, the good killers, the ones that we will never know who they are.
Yeah, the ones that we will never know how.
Are so intelligent. Are the ones that get found out, like H.H. Holmes.
Yeah.
He was...
Charles Manson.
Extremely clever.
Yeah, see, there are some people that are just so, like, these killers are so intelligent... Like, if they know how to sit here and clean a crime scene just so nobody can find them and then write letters so nobody can still find them, but they still have clues, that's cocky right there. That's pretty cocky. That's really cocky.
Jack the Ripper, except he didn't leave clues. But yeah. He left with Jack the Ripper. I'm really lining this up with him. Because
yeah. Two pretty significant, yeah.
Significant people. That killed, and we will never know who they were, but they didn't leave any evidence behind, and that says a lot for the 1800s. I think Victorian era, a little bit earlier.
Oh, yeah,
it was about right after H.H. Holmes stopped his first killing spree, his first set, and that says a lot.
Yeah, you know, these people... Back in the 60s, back in the 70s, like, to, like, see them, like, not being able to be found out, that is amazing, because they do not have the same stuff that we have now. That is very intelligent person, and that is someone I never want to come across, ever.
Well, it said that the average person will cross 34 murderers in their life without knowing it. You'll just walk past them on the street. Serial killers and such. And you'll just never know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you guys, be careful, because this case really messes with you, because this person is so intelligent and we don't even know who it is. Mm-hmm. We have no idea who it is. They say all the ciphers and all the stuff is solved, but nobody can solve them. There's no way they can be ever solved unless it's by that person.
It's the ZK40 that has never been solved. The other ones have been canonically solved.
Yeah. They've been solved, but, like, do we, like, really know, though?
We really know that. Or do we?
Or, like seriously, do we know or do we not know? Because you can, like, really never know, because these symbols can mean something else. Just because of that's something you think it is doesn't mean that's what this other person was thinking. I mean, they have...
What the writer of said notes said.
Yeah, only the writer knows... What was being said, honestly. Like, I mean, these other
letters... came up with the ciphers themselves. Some of them were simple substitution ciphers. Maybe a Visionaire cipher every once in a while. Yeah. But... Who knows? But the last one... Because I think the first one was a simple substitution cipher. To where you'll, like, you'll pick this symbol associated for this letter.
Yeah, see, so like
an X for the letter O or something.
Yeah.
A plus sign for the letter Y kind of stuff.
But, like, see, really anybody simple. Could choose anything to put anywhere.
Yeah, but in you would that. Use clues. Like, you'd have the two. What's. The Templars one, which is the cross. Well, curvy cross, yeah. That red cross, except it could be black. And you could have that as its E, and if there's two next to each other, it's easy to start substituting from there. Because it's like the you have the two next to each other that it's either like an EE, an OO, a very simple one like that, and then you just kind of build the possible words around it.
Yeah.
So you get like these are the possible versions of it, but this is the most likely.
Yeah.
Because that's how you would do simple substitution ciphers, a Visionaire cipher. You would put the.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd have like your keyword. And then you use your Visionaire cipher. Your keyword could be vase, as word off top of my head. And then you would, you use that code word. And then the Visionaire cipher, you kind of do Visionaire cipher stuff. I don't know how the Visionaire cipher works. But, yeah.
Yeah. So, there is a, like, some of the ciphers actually kind of do make sense. It's just the Z340.
It's the one that gets everybody.
That's the one that nobody can solve because, like, you know what? He could have changed up his whole thing.
He could have just, because,
like,
as was said in the documentary, his first one was a simple substitution cipher, I believe.
Yep, it was a simple.
It was a simple substitution cipher, and then it built up, and then it built into Z340 because there's the three codes.
Yep.
The two have been solved because they were considered easy. Yeah. But then the third one, he really ramped up the difficulty. It went from easy, medium, to god level hard.
Yep.
To impossible.
There's only one person that will ever be able to solve it.
And that's them. But they're probably dead by now.
Well, yeah, they're
because it's been about 40 years.
It's been 40 years, and they were probably about 40 when they did it. I mean, just saying.
About 40, 50. Well, not 50.
Well, like 30s, 40s. Like
30s, 40s. And you throw that up there, they're like 70, 80. I mean, my great-grandma, before she died, she was 93. And she was one of, like, the older siblings. I think I have an uncle who's, like, not uncle, an older relative of, that was my great-grandma's brother, and he's, like, 96. He's still kicking, and he's doing senile things, I think. I don't know Alan much, but
yeah, but see, once these people get to a certain age, they can't do much, because this dude could either
like my Nana, she's turning 70 this year, and her arthritis is so bad, she's stuck in a motorized wheelchair.
Yep, so
and she won't be able to do any sewing anymore.
Yeah, so this person is either dead, or they're in a home. That's the two choices.
Or they're on their way out the door. They're about to kick the bucket. They're maybe on a ventilator, and
yeah, they could whatever be on, like, it is. This person,
they could be on life support, for all we know.
We just don't know, and this, like, this person is probably dead.
Probably dead
this
by
person
now.
Is probably dead. Because it could have been 30s. It could this guy could have been in between.
Maybe
this
early 20s. Maybe late 20s. If
20s
latest.
To 50s. That's.
I'd say late 40s.
Late 40s, that's yeah.
Because my dad's 50, and 51.
So I'm thinking like late 20s.
Late 20s to late 40s at most.
And see, this like this case just this is like
a this 40-year-old is how case. It messes with you. We've spent 10 or more minutes talking about just what could have been happening with this case. That's why it is just so dang confusing.
So let's just get into a little bit. If you want to read the first three from this, just go to in depth.
The case. A little bit about the case. The identity of the Zodiac Killer who haunted Northern California from the late 1960s to the early 70s, leaving a trail of lifeless bodies, is still unknown. This bizarre case is involved in a series of letters sent to three California newspapers. Many of the
missives
an anonymous perpetrator confessed to the murders. Even more chilling, however, were the threats he made, saying that if his letters were not published, he would go on a murderous rampage.
Mm-hmm.
The letters, which continued through 1974, are not all believed to be written by the same man. The police suspect that there may have been several copycats in the high-profile case. The man who came to be known as the Zodiac Killer confessed to 37 murders. However, the police can only verify 7 attacks, 5 of them resulting in death.
See, this is exactly what I mean. If there are other copycats, why? Like,
that's
how are
the problem. They want the attention, they want the stardom.
Yeah, so how we will never know because there are copycats, because we don't know how old this person is. There's just so much wrong with this case. This will never be solved, ever.
It's like... might have been Lavina Johnson. I'm not sure if I could be able to talk about this case, but she worked in the military.
Okay.
No, we'll not do that case, because... that's military suspicion, and I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, because it's
a little Rebecca bit... Zahau, that case has been so botched. It all started...
oh, I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
The one case to where the little boy fell off the banister, supposedly, and then the father's brother went and killed the stepmom, who was the dad's girlfriend.
Yeah, see, some of the stuff doesn't really
line up. I mean, she was found in the nude, hanging off of a banister. And when the brother, Adam, called, he said, yeah, there's a woman here. I found a woman here, today. I'm severely botching what he said, because, but he basically goes, yeah, I found the woman here. Over on Ocean Drive, where you came yesterday for the boy. And somebody, the police went through the records on his phone. We're gonna have to mark this episode as explicit. But there was Asian bondage and anime, corn, as I will say, as they say on TikTok. Corn. On his iPhone. And yet he claims to be innocent. And he was a steamboat driver. A boat driver. And there were specific knots used, nautical knots, as they're called. Because they're mainly used on ships, so complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to,
and then the other one's
Like, you have to do, 80 different ties, and it's, this whole thing. Yeah,
So, it was very likely that Adam killed her. Because one of the things is... when women usually commit suicide, they won't do it naked.
Well, yeah, no.
They won't do it in the nude. And two, they'll usually pull their hair out from the noose. They'll usually pull it out under so that's not uncomfortable. But Rebecca's hair was found under, and there was a lot of marks showing abuse.
Well, yeah, that's like...
and then there was, like this message on the wall, you saved him, but can you save her? Written in supposedly blood.
Okay, yeah, that's obvious.
Blood or ketchup. But it's labeled as a suicide for her.
Yeah, see, I know another case like that. I can't remember where it was. It
brings me back to Lavina Johnson. Uh-huh. The military said that she committed suicide with the evidence, she beat the shit out of herself, drug herself across the dirt, and then blew her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, none of, this...
but no.
These cases are so hard to solve.
But when they get severely botched.
Yeah, because this it's like when other people interfere, this case will never be solved.
It drops it. It's like kidnapping. The first 72 hours are most likely to able to find the person alive.
Yeah.
But after that...
after that, they're...
the chances drop dramatically.
Yeah, and they're basically dead.
They're basically dead. And after, 7 years, you're pronounced illegally dead.
Yeah,
after going missing.
So, there is actually, this case, the next case that we're doing, the Hello Kitty murder.
The Hello Kitty murder.
That one is a little bit different. See, it was a little longer than 72 hours. It was, a lot of days. It was,
yeah, days. Days. 72 hours is about...
It wasn't it 2 days?
It will be about, 2.5 days.
About
2.5 days.
Okay, let's get back into this. 3 days. Because we're still talking about, like, this, like, we don't know. Let's just,
we get sidetracked.
Yeah, let's keep going in with the case, because we're, like, 20 minutes in. This is
going
to be a long...
We're 20 minutes in, and we're going side. We're at fifth base by now. Fifth base.
Yeah, this is so...
We're talking about baseball's fifth base.
Anyway, we're going to go over, like, the murders and stuff right now. So, there was a similar Californian case, the Keddy Cavan murder case. Has been unsolved since 1981. And that one could supposedly be linked or whatever.
But there's no hard proof.
There's no... Exactly. This whole case is not based on...
Who knows?
...evidence. Like, we don't actually know.
No.
Anyways. And so, let's get into the actual ones. In 1968, a teenage couple was shot to death near their car in a remote area north of San Francisco. 1 year later, another couple was attacked in similar circumstances through the male victim... the male victim survived. After the 1969 attack, the killer phoned police to alert them to the crime and to take responsibility for the 1968 murders. Later that year, the Zodiac Killer attacked another young couple. So it doesn't make sense. This guy goes in...
He goes after couples.
Yeah, obviously. Young couple through... Though, once again, the male survived.
That's a thing.
That's a thing throughout this thing, is the males always survive. Like, he has, like, something against...
It's something with the men.
No, it's something against the men, because he wants to see the women... Because he wants them to see the men die. So, I think this person has daddy issues. Because
severe
he wants the
daddy
male...
issues. He wants to see the male suffer.
If it's a girl... See? If it's a girl, that makes sense.
They
want
to see the male suffer.
Because they want the male to suffer and watch their... Girl,
their loved one die.
Their girlfriend or their wife.
Their significant
suffer.
Other die.
They want to watch the man suffer for their.
It gives me Jigsaw vibes. It gives me Jigsaw vibes. Oddly enough, because it's like, why would you want to live if you're kidnapped and forced to do these games? You're gonna have to go through the emotional scarring. Like, if you have to cut your foot off, well you're most likely not gonna survive after that. And it's like, what the fuck? I'll have to go through who knows how many years of therapy, so it's just more worth it to go over here, croak, and die.
It's almost like this person really wants to see the male
suffer
over their significant other dying and their own, like...
And their own wounds.
Injuries. Yeah. So this person obviously wants to see these people, like...
Suffer.
Really. Like, these
masochist.
Men.
Sadist.
This is...
This
case just messes with you in so many different ways.
It takes you so many different directions.
Yeah, and it's
that
like...
And you don't know which is the true one. You don't know which is the right path.
Yep, exactly. You will never know.
It's like a maze.
There is 30 different paths you can go, and not one of them could be right.
It's a maze, except you don't know which one's the right path.
Yeah.
It's like going through the maze. You don't know which one's the right path.
Yeah.
There's so
with
many
the,
different
there,
leads.
There's paths with all these dead bodies, but
you don't
none
know
of
which
them
is
have,
the right one.
Because none of them have bloody trails.
No blood-dragged trails.
No trails. There are no trails to lead us to the right path. Like, seriously, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. The last known victim, a taxi driver, was shot in October 1969. Like I said, Brian said, there's about 24 or 37... confessed murders, but there was only seven, and those were the seven.
Seven proved ones.
The murders were the subject of intense investigation and media coverage, particularly because the killer's taunting letters to newspapers and phone calls to police. His letters sent from 1969 to 1974 were signed with a symbol resembling the crosshairs of a gun sight, and typically began with the phrase, "This is the Zodiac speaking." Quote, "This is the Zodiac speaking."
Oh, he was a narcissist. I gotta remember that.
Yeah, he was a narcissist, manipulative.
Narcissistic, manipulative asshat.
Yeah, no, this person, like, very cocky, too.
Twat-waffle.
This is the Zodiac speaking. Like, seriously, that's pretty cocky.
I am so high and mighty above you all. God complex.
Yeah.
I hate those.
Very, very high God complex. Anyway, included among... the letters were four ciphers or cryptograms, the first of which was sent in three parts to three Bay Area newspapers in July 1969, known as the 408 cipher. for the number of characters it contained. So the ciphers are like the amount, like the
how many characters are there. So like there's 408 in the first cipher.
Letters or like not letters, like because they're characters. Symbols. Characters. Yeah.
Symbols. There is 408 in that one. 340. There is 340.
Yep. Okay. So the 408 cipher was soon decoded by a pair of private citizens. Its message stated in a part that I like killing people, quote, I like killing people because it is so much fun, end quote. That's cocky, fucked up. God complex, asshole. Sorry.
He's just nasty.
This person is a terrible person.
Asshole.
Another cipher, the 340
cipher.
340 cipher.
Or
Z340. Cipher mailed to the San Francisco Chronicle in November 1969 was finally decoded in 2020
supposedly
by a team of three amateur code breakers. Its message began, quote, I hope you are having lots of fun trying to catch me, end quote. This is a supposed.
It's supposed. It's
but this is so cocky, this quote is, that is probably real.
Not the whole coding, but just this quote. Not all of it, because Z34, what they said in there was also, it was like, yeah, since once you find this out, because he said that, I'm going to tell you who it is in this last cipher.
Yeah, and the last cipher.
And they said it was Richard Nixon.
Yeah, but, like, I'm pretty sure this quote, because it began Richard with.
Richard Nixon.
I can see it beginning with this, but, like, the rest of it doesn't make any sense.
It's as though he put hidden meaning in it. Like, you will find in games, there is deep, deep, deep hidden meaning in there.
Yeah, you like have to game, really... Like
the semi-popular now game, What Remains of Edith Finch.
Yeah, you have to really,
you
really
have to look. Really dig. Except this What Remains of Edith Finch literally lays it out for you on a silver platter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's layered in mystery, because the premise of What Remains of Edith Finch is this... girl, Edith Finch, she's 17 years old, her mom dies. When she was, like, 11, they left their house that they shared with their great-grandmother, Edie. And it was only the three left. Everybody else died. Or disappeared, supposedly. Because Edith had two brothers, Lewis and Milton. Milton was about, I think... I forget how old he was, but he disappeared. Then Lewis chopped his head off because he worked at a cannery. Barbara, we don't know what happened to her. Molly got poisoned. The great-grandpa's Fang got crushed by a dragon slide that he was building because he built the entire house, basically. Calvin flew off a swing down a cliff. Sam got killed by a deer that he was killed, Dawn's dad. Dawn had a terminal illness that killed her.
You know...
It is layered in so much mystery, because it's told through these poetic tales.
This almost reminds me... And then it's
as though you're using the fantasy, because it was all labeled as a curse. Because each finch is destined to die in a dramatic way.
Yeah.
Because the night after Dawn and Edith left... Because the next day, these people were coming to take Edith to a nursing home. They found, I think, 93-year-old Edith dead.
Yeah.
Due to, like, a heart attack or something. But it's always put in a severely poetic,
dramatic,
fantastical way.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's either there is a curse, or they're trying to tell it in a way... to make it not so sad and mournful.
Yeah. So, this reminds me a lot of, if you go watch the series on Netflix, I don't know if it's still on there, but, go watch it if you can find it, the series of unfortunate events.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't watch that. It gave me nightmares of it at some point.
Yeah, I watched the whole series.
It's dark.
And it is, there is so much, like, mishap, and you never know what's gonna happen, and the whole family dies in weird ways.
Everybody dies in a weird, fantastical way. One dude supposedly gets hit by a train.
And it is, there's just too much going on, and it's just so much layered mystery that it's like you never will ever know. And that's just like this case.
As I said, it's like walking through a maze. You don't know which is the right way.
It really is. And that, like, we can't.
So it's not really like Edith Finch, it's more like the FNAF lore.
Yeah. If you just want to finish reading and then just stop at opinions, and then you can just finish reading the rest of it until we get to the
writing. Last bit. Anyways, much remains mysterious about the Zodiac case. Not least the issue of when the crime stopped. Crime writer Robert Graysmith argued that the Zodiac Killer remained active through the 1980s and murdered dozens of people. Though this view is controversial, during the 1990s, several investigators claimed to have identified the Zodiac Killer. The suspect most often cited was Arthur Leigh Allen, born 1933, died 1992, of Vallejo, California, school teacher who had been institutionalized in 1975 for child molestation. Though, his identification with the Zodiac Killer has never been substantiated.
I don't know. What are we thinking about this? Do we think this guy is, like...
There was another guy.
Eligible?
I think this is the one that looked a lot like the supposed... Might have been the guy I'm thinking about. It's either him or the older dude. Must have been the older dude. But... I'm thinking of the younger dude at this point, but the younger dude looked so much like the... What is it?
Yeah, this guy's older.
What do they call it? The sketches. The sketches that they do. The younger dude did.
Oh, yeah.
The older dude, though, he was in the area at the time. Because the older dude was a theater guy. He had a lot of connections to the theater.
Honestly, that would make kind of a lot of sense for, like, staging and stuff, though.
Staging. And he would know how to... Because the fake blood leaves such a mess. I should know. I've had to clean it out of carpet.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
You weren't there for it. No. Not the haunted house.
Oh, no, the haunted house. I remember...
That was nightmare. But no, not the haunted house. When we did the experiment...
Oh, 2 years ago? Oh, yeah.
I spent 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes taking Round Off and just scrubbing carpet. Scrubbing the living out of it, just trying to get fake blood out of the carpet.
It's possible.
Because Esperanza had to bleed everywhere.
You know, it's possible with a lot of these things that, that it's just too difficult, okay? We'll never know. We'll never know, and it could be any of these people, so...
Yeah.
Or none of them, like, seriously.
Or none of them. It could have just been some completely under-the-radar dude.
Uh-huh, exactly.
It could have just been your basic Jim Bob on the side of the road.
Jim Bob. Oh, no.
You weren't there to see that. That was nasty.
Yeah, but I've heard it. The whole story.
Or as we could say... The random John Doe on the side of the road.
Yeah, it could have been just a random dude, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on.
The letters. The letters are a series of inscripted letters made of strange symbols that the killer sent anonymously. The letters are so hard to decipher because they are unknown and not in any system. They have made the final letter, the 340 cipher, deciphered, but they are not totally certain. Because the symbols / letters are not written like a book. They are written in a circular form smushed together. They make no sense, considering we don't know what each symbol means.
Ugh. It's just so difficult. I'm not even going to put any opinions in there. Like, we've given you enough opinions.
I might be getting a headache due to this.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to finish this off. That's, like, what we know. So... It is confusing how much people can't find this person, considering they have many clues and bodies. But in reality, we really don't have many clues.
No, there's so many supposed clues. It's like going through a hoarder's house.
Yeah.
There is so many things in there.
There's so many clues, but not enough.
There's so many clues. What is it? It's like a murder... A hoarder who died in their house.
Yeah.
We don't know
how they died.
How they died. what would have been the cause due to all the layers of grime? Or, like, an old lady who had a cat who died, and then the cat ate the body because nobody went and checked on the old woman.
Yeah, okay.
And then when the people started complaining of the smell,
they finally went over and was like,
we'll go over, let the smell emanating from her apartment. Slightly decomposing body. The people will go, they finally went in and checked on her, and they're like, oh, she's dead. And her cat ate the body. So we won't know how she died.
Yeah. So the question remaining is, who else could get away with the murder of multiple people? But any...
Cleveland Torso Killer. Possible next episode.
Okay, onward. Let me know what you guys think of this episode and tell me what you want in the future, depending on what you... I don't even know what to say. Like, you guys need to tell me what you think, because this is such a crazy case. If you can put these clues together, put them together. Let us know.
Do digging on your own.
Do some more digging. Like, if you could... Hey, if you can, like, solve this, just, like, hit me up. Like...
Hit us up.
Just, like, you know, like, give me some of the credit.
Because we're like, we told you about it, so give us some credit. Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. But you guys can do your own digging, see what you guys think about it. This is one of the craziest unsolved cases ever, and it will probably never be solved.
Yeah.
And even if it is solved, there's really nothing anybody can do anyway.
Yeah.
Because the person's probably dead, and if they go to jail now, they're probably already... They're just going to die in, like, 2 days, but, you know. So it's not going to matter anyway.
Yeah.
But.
They're all right. They'll probably, they're either out the door or on their way out the door.
Yeah. This case is just too old.
It's just.
It's, there's.
It's like trying to solve the Jack the Ripper case.
It's so hard, you know, because, like.
There are so many things out there.
It's just so messed up, too. Like. How would you like to die with that, knowing that you were, like, super cocky to police and, like, oh, my God, like, I killed, like,
a bunch of people. I killed, so many people, and they, like, never found me.
And they never found me, and, like, I'm just about to die and live my life. This guy just lived a normal life.
I lived such a successful life. I killed, like, possibly 37 people. Like, if you live
anywhere near California, you could have just walked by this guy, like, 10 years ago.
And
20 years ago.
10, 30, 40 years.
Depending on how old you are, like, you could have just walked by this guy. You could have
walked by this dude. And,
like, and would have, like, never known.
And would have never known, oh, yeah, that's the infamous Zodiac killer who's killed possibly 37 or more.
And could have killed me. You know, you, like, you really
you caught up. You could have possibly been the next victim.
You could have, like, really, like...
You could end up in the ground like the rest of the people.
Yeah.
But we're all gonna end up in the ground eventually.
Or been injured.
Or been severely injured, like, and, those like, men. And, like,
traumatized. Yeah.
Back to Jigsaw.
Yeah, you could have literally just... It's just so crazy. But anyway, I'll see you next time on Murder Mysteries, and have a great day. Goodbye, Brian. Say bye.
Bye, Brian.